Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Good evening, everybody, from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery. Welcome to high school basketball action. Tonight, it is a cross-state line rivalry between the Fort Recovery Indians and the South Adams Starfires. Hi, everybody. Ed Thurman along with Brian Patch. And, Brian, I know Fort Recovery is very anxious to get going. This is the season opener. There's always a lot of butterflies on opening night.
There is, and especially when your first game is at home, and also for first-year coach Bob LeBrad, who's a hometown Fort Recovery guy and been a longtime assistant here, and for him to have a chance for his first action as the head coach and not an interim like he filled in last year. I know he's a little bit nervous, I'm sure, as well.
Well, of course, at least he's had that interim coach where, you know, he knew the procedure before the game and everything. The kids knew him from being an interim and the assistant. So it's not like it was just a new hire and boom, he's in here for the first time.
No, and these kids have known him forever. He was one of my assistants a long time ago, and you know, he coached a lot of these guys. He has a son that's a junior in Rex, and so you know, these kids, he coached those kids when they were in third and fourth, fifth and sixth grade, so a lot of these kids know him very well. So
what kind of a style do you think they're going to be playing? As you've obviously watched them, there's a young man by the name of Patch on this team that you might know just a bit about. What are we going to see tonight?
They're going to play a lot of man-to-man, and they'll switch some things up on defense as far as switching man-to-man. They'll throw in a 1-3-1 every now and then. On offense, they'll run a lot of motion, and obviously we'll return first-team all-conference player Kel Rammel, and he's our leading scorer, and so we'll try to get him the ball a lot inside as well.
Well, this is a game against a South Adams team that already has a game under their belt. The Starfires earlier this week opened up against Union City, Indiana, and won over Union City by a score of 57-49. So the Starfires of Garrett Craig come in here 1-0, but still coming across state lines and playing against an opponent like against Fort Recovery. I won't say it's new, but I will say it's a challenge because you maybe don't know a lot about them, especially since they haven't played yet.
Yeah, and you know, there's not a lot to pull from as far as film and scouting and things like that, but you know, I'm sure they got their hands on some film. Coach Craig obviously does a great job, you know, being a former Jay County coach as well. He knows a little bit of the style here at Fort Recovery, so you know, this is not his first time in this you know, gymnasium. So,
well, for the Starfires, they will go with Titus Lehman, a 6'3 freshman, also Brady Beal, a 6'1 senior, Kyle Minger, a 5'8 senior, Gavin Myers, a 5'10 senior, and Matt Steiner, he is a 5'9 senior. And for the Indians, Daniel Patch, boy, you're feeding them right over here. 6'7", he's a senior. Also, Kaya Rammel, 6'5", senior. Rex Leverett, 6'4", junior. Riggs Toby is 6'1", junior. Correct me if I'm wrong on any of these. And Troy Holman. For one thing, I've noticed on the roster for Fort Recovery, no one under six feet, so big advantage height-wise. Tap is controlled by Fort Recovery, and we are underway. Our first quarter tonight being brought to you by Cal Pharmacy Health Mart in Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery with the basketball, home white uniforms with the purple trim, and the visiting Starfires in their black uniforms with gold trim. They work it over on the perimeter as South Adams showing a zone out there as they are just matching up cross for every time the ball moves, they move to the ball. Over on the near side, they'll get it over to, that's Landon Post. Post from the near side, can't find anybody, will go out front. A fake on the drive, and it's put on the floor by Leverett. Almost lost it. Now it's a post. He misses a three-pointer. Rebound knocked out of bounds. That's off the hands of the Indians.
Good-looking shot there by Landon Post, just a little long.
Yeah, good patience. You know, your first time down the floor, everybody doesn't want to miss that first shot. You want to hit that first shot. Here are the Starfires. They bring it up. Their head coach is Garrett Craig, second year with the Starfire program. They go underneath, and they've got a traveling violation. went inside, got it down low inside to Titus Lehman. He's just a freshman, but he's going to be a big one. They list him at 6'3". He's every bit of that, but with all the tall timber that Fort Recovery has, they need somebody of that size in there.
Yeah, I just saw he had, 19, I think, his first outing. So.
Yes. That's not a bad way to start.
No, not as a freshman.
No score. We're just underway from the Fortside Fieldhouse. The lob pass will go down low. Here is Post along the baseline. Nowhere to go. Feeds it back out in front. We'll get it off to Rammel. Rammel drives down, puts it inside. Patch puts it up and in.
Well, as you said earlier, that's where they have their advantage inside. And Kel Rammel, a little high-low pass to Daniel Patch inside.
And you can applaud, Dad. That's okay. We understand. Here's a steal by the Indians. Drive down the right side. Post to the hole. Up and in.
Nice finish by Landon Post, and got it started with a steal on the defensive end.
And it's 4-0 is the score. The Indians have it. They won the JV game handily tonight, 65-29. They just led from start to finish, and everybody got in the act. Here's the ball knocked around, stolen away, and picked away inside there by the Indians. Cale Rammel gets it up. They go to Post in the inside. They'll whip it down low. Patch can't get it inside. Rebound to the Indians. They'll pull it out in front for Homan. Homan now backs out of there to set the offense. South Adams stays in the zone. It's 4-0 Indians. Indians with it. They'll dump it down low, kick it out to Post from the corner. Can't get the three-pointer. Ball kept alive out deep. Pulled down by Post, who really hustled to the ball. Takes it over on the far side, swings it in the middle. They go down. Here's the ball up. No, but a foul.
Indians are doing a great job of getting the ball in the high post where they're playing a 1-2-2, and so that high post is open, and they're doing a great job attacking it there.
You know, when you're trying to thread a needle in there to get to one big guy, and three guys are all around him, that's really good passing.
Yeah, it helps we have a huge size advantage with Kel Ramos, 6'5", and Daniel Patch, who's 6'7", in there.
Free throw is no good. He'll have one more. The foul was called against Connor Fear, 5'10 junior for the Starfires. Second shot is up around the rim and goes in. And so Rammel's first point makes it 5-0. And the Indians lead here early on in the first quarter. Count Pharmacy is your first quarter sponsor. Here are the Starfires driving. A little running shot. No good. Rebound picked away inside by Rammel. Indians want to run. They'll get it into the near side. They get it out front to Post. They'll swing it around to the far side, top of the key. Now it's inside to Homan. Homan looks, dribbles around to the right side, looks to Post. Far corner. Here's a three by Rammel. It will not go. Rebound knocked loose. Picked up, though, by the Indians. Homan with the rebound. Cannot penetrate. Pulls it back out in front to call the new play. They look on the dribble. Can't get it. They'll go near side from the corner. A three. Give that one for Rex Leverett.
Great skip pass by Landon Post.
And everything going the Indians' way so far. It's an 8-0 first quarter lead. That's a way to start a season. Almost a turnover out front for the Starfires. They work it around. They'll get it to Lehman. Lehman will drive it. They'll bring it back out in front. Here's a long three. It's no good. Rebound taken away by the Indians. Post comes away with it. Indians with an 8-0 lead and the ball again. A monstrous size advantage inside, and boy, are they dominating the boards. Here's a three from the corner. It's no good off the hands of
Rex Leverett,
and the rebound comes back out in front. Indians with it. They look. They'll go to the far side. Leverett looks from the post. Leverett looking. They go back into the corner. Now they go to a Homan. Homan pass to the near side, almost thrown away. Post will come up with it. Indians just dominating, getting them just, you know, extra chances every time they go inside. Here's a ball knocked away and stolen by the Starfires. They're pesky defensively. I'll give them that. They are just all over the place.
Yeah, you got to be active if you're going to be shorter.
Oh, yes. Out front with it. Here is Beal. Beal wanting to go inside to the top of the key. Lehman, nowhere to go with it. They'll bring it around, and they have to be patient as well. Beal looks, goes to the far side. Out in front, it's Myers. Here's a 15-footer. It is no good. And the rebound pulled away by the Indians as it was Patch coming away with it. Up they come, driving. Here is the shot from the side. It's no good by Rammel. And the rebound comes off to South Adams. We are midway in quarter number one, being brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Here's the ball knocked loose. Bodies fly, and it's picked away by the Indians. They come on the fast break. Patch on down inside. Here's a jumper up. Good. Give the basket to Leverett, and timeout called by South Adams. 2:56 to go in the opening quarter. It is 10-0 Indians. We're back after this here on Jay Country 101.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and clothes to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Great start for the Indians, 10-0 over South Adams. South Adams with the ball and facing full court pressure. Against that pressure, they will come into Myers, and Myers trapped deep in the backcourt, double team, almost threw it away, got it on down, and it did get thrown away. They got the pass on down, just not enough court.
Great job. We made some subs right there. We got Reese Guggenbiller, Alex Dews, and Riggs Toby in, and it's kind of our pressing lineup, so they got a turnover to start.
Well, it's nice that you have that depth, too, that you can go to early on in a game, whereas so far it has just been all Fort Recovery. 10-0 the score here in the opening quarter. Cal Pharmacy is your first quarter sponsor. Indians with it, working the perimeter, looking for not just a shot, but a good shot. And ball out in front, and it comes off to Holman, and Holman to the right side, looking into the corner. Here's a three from the corner. It is short off the hands of Guggenbiller. Rebound to the Indians. They'll work it inside. Shot no good. Rebound comes away, and here's Toby, and he is fouled as he was working hard for the rebound.
Yeah, great extra effort there by Riggs Toby hitting the offensive glass, and Reese Guggenbiller, who's one of our better shooters, just missed the wide open three, and we'll take that look every time.
Foul was called inside against the Starfires. That was Connor Fear, his second. So he has both team fouls for South Adams.
And right before that timeout, I don't know if you saw that or not, Ed, but their freshman went down on the other end on that long pass going out of bounds.
So. Ouch.
So he's over there getting worked on right now with looks like a knee or ankle injury.
Oh, so Titus Lehman out there in a little trouble. Here's the second free throw is good. First point there for Toby. Riggs with his first point to make it 11-0. And against full court pressure, here's a three from the corner. It is no good by South Adams. Rebound picked out of there by Leverett. Leverett slows it down. They work it up the court. 11-0 in favor of Fort Recovery. Just under 2 minutes to play in the quarter. Here's a long three from out front. Short off the rim. No. Rebound taken away by Alex Dews. Back up. No good again. Rebound to the Indians. Back up. No. Rebound to the Indians. Kept out front. Looking to look for a shot. They just dominate everything. They've gotten almost every rebound in this game.
They're relentless on the glass right now,
yes,
that's for
they
sure.
Are. They'll kick it out front. Here's a three from the top of the key. It's no good. And the rebound to the Indians. And back out front they come. This one was taken down by Holman. It's just like there's nobody out there. They just leap over him. Indians with it and still pitching the shutout here in the first quarter. They go inside, backdoor
nice
play,
pass.
Up, missed inside, tip up, no. Rebound out of bounds. It'll go to South Adams. You know, the numbers are showing a very low shooting percentage, but when you get that many second and third and fourth chances, who cares?
Yeah, you better score, and unfortunately the Indians didn't right there.
Right. But. Myers against pressure. We're going to have a reach-in a foul going to be called against the Indians, and that will be the first of the night. And Troy Holman will pick up the first foul for the Indians. And we got another timeout being called by South Adams with 1:03 to go in the opening quarter. 11-0 in favor of South Adams, or excuse me, in favor of Fort Recovery. Yeah, that's a big difference. Your first quarter sponsor tonight, that is Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
1 minute, 3 seconds to go here in the opening quarter at the Portside Fieldhouse. Well, I guess we can cry in our beer right now. We are both unhappy about how college football went today. My Indiana Hoosiers lost to Purdue for the old Oaken Bucket. And then over in Columbus, I could not believe how Michigan came in and just dominated the second half against the Buckeyes.
Yeah, it was not a great showing for the Scarlet and Gray, for sure.
Well, I guess there's always next year, as they say. But boy, is it a long wait.
Well, we still got a bowl game. I'm not sure about Indiana.
No, but, no.
And I doubt we make the Final Four, though.
No. I think Michigan... Now, Michigan is already off to be playing at Lucas Oil Stadium next week in the Big Ten Championships. And I think they'll be playing Purdue. Good luck, Purdue. I don't think they stand a chance, but we'll see. Out of the timeout, South Adams with the ball. They go around. Myers loses it, gets a pass into the corner. They look, cannot get inside the defense. They've only taken like 3 shots. Ball nearly stolen. It is stolen. Now scramble for the ball at midcourt. Indians come away with it. Here they come, up the court, inside, shot missed inside, rebounded by the Indians. They'll bring it back. The rebound shot is no good. Second rebound up and in. And finally, that's Rex Leverett. He's got 7 points, and the lead is 13-0. Indians with the lead, and now South Adams almost turning it over. They do turn it over, but nope. The foul call.
Yep, foul on Rigstoby, reaching in. Like I said, I mean, we're not shooting a great percentage, but when you get 6 or 7 chances and, you know, you have a chance to hopefully score one of those.
It could easily be 26-0 right now.
Right.
12.5 seconds to go, first quarter. South Adams still looking for a point. They're still looking for shots. I mean, they've only taken like 3. Up the right side with it. Here is Beal, and Beal looking, puts up a shot. Stuck ball. So the ball is stuck, which would indicate a possession arrow. But first there was a foul on the shot. And the foul was called against Troy Holman. You know, they say you'll probably see a stuck ball like that up against between the rim and the backboard once or twice a season. That's the 3rd one I've already seen this year. It is the year of the stuck ball.
You must do a lot of games.
That too. Free throw up and good. And there's the first point for South Adams, and it comes with 1.9 seconds to go in the quarter. So Brady Beal breaks the shutout. It's 13-1. Second shot is good. Indians will just throw it in, and they'll heave it the long court.
Ooh. Oh, ripped off.
Almost banked it in.
He almost did. So at the end of the first quarter, it is all, and I mean all, Fort Recovery as they lead South Adams by a score of 13-2. Your first quarter brought to you by Count Pharmacy. Hey, if you need handicap medical equipment, stop in at the Count Pharmacy Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Count Pharmacy, their Health Mart has a weekly prescription management program, too. They'll organize and deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Count Pharmacy pharmacist if their weekly prescription program is right for you. Well, if you're South Adams, what do you do here?
Stretch your kids out in between. I mean, right now it's just... You know, the biggest difference is just size and strength inside. Fort Recovery's just pounding the ball in there. And anytime they miss shots, they're getting second chance and third chances and fourth chance rebounds. The Indians are really getting whatever they want. Even though they're playing a zone and trying to keep it out of the middle, they're still getting in the middle. And then when they're collapsing on the defense, once they get it inside, Fort Recovery's doing a great job of moving the ball to the outside and getting untested threes. And then defensively, Fort Recovery's doing a great job. You know, South Adams, as you said numerous times, is just struggling to get a shot up, let alone worrying about trying to hit one right now.
Hey, good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians from Dr. Tom Banna and all his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Thin and also Chrissy Hart. Indians lead it 13-2 as we go to the second quarter. And your second quarter sponsor tonight is K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. The black-clad South Adams Starfires try to work it on down. Here is Beal. His pass inside is kicked away, and it's still going to be South Adams' ball. You know, I guess they're probably saying, hey, at least we won't have to face these guys in the tournament. We're in different states. Man, what a luxury for a Fort Recovery with this kind of height. I mean, big schools, really big schools, don't have this kind of a height advantage that they do.
Well, over here, this is a norm.
Well, you must, there's something about the water, I guess. Boy, South Adams having real trouble. Beal at the top of the key, nowhere to go. Hands it off, driving down, ball knocked away, lost out of bounds, lost off of the hands of the Starfires. His fear just never really got a good hold on it. And the ball goes back to Fort Recovery. We are early in quarter number two, and it's 13-2 in favor of the Indians. Leading the way in that first quarter was Rex Lavoretti at 7 of their 13 points. Here's a bad pass down, and there's a rarity where you throw it too high for somebody.
Yeah, they're trying to backdoor lob play off against the zone, and Landon just overthrew Kale on the pass. It's one of those timing and execution plays that takes a little bit of work to get those in.
And it's early in the season. This is the season opener, in fact. Down court, driving to the hole, shot on the way. No, partially blocked. Rebound is pulled out of there by Riggs Toby. Toby will go up the far side, out in front, down near side, over it goes to Patch. Patch down low, back to Patch in the corner, won't take the three. Looks to Patch. Patch will lob it inside to Rammel. Rammel muscles it up and in.
Nice in and out from Reese Guggenbiller, Daniel Patch, and Nikhil Rammel.
Nice teamwork. It is now 15-2 in favor of Fort Recovery. Beal drives for South Adams. His runner up went in. There is their first field goal of the night. Beal has all four of their points, a couple of free throws, and now a field goal. 15-4 the score. Down inside to Rammel to Patch. Up no. Rebound comes away to South Adams. Now you got to give the Starfires credit. They keep on battling. Quick shot, no good. Kale Rammel with the rebound, and back come the Indians. Indians will be in no hurry with an 11-point lead. But if they'd be hitting over 50%, imagine how big of a runaway this would be. Lob pass into the middle. Far side at three on the way. It will not go. Rebound going back up. Good. Count it. Rammel, nice follow-up basket on the rebound. And he'll have the and-one opportunity.
Great finish with his left hand.
That's just impressive. The foul against South Adams was called inside. And here's a free throw. Rolls in. So Rammel now has half a dozen. It is 18-4 in favor of Fort Recovery. Glad to have you with us tonight here on Jay Country 101. Up the court, we have a foul on the guarding, and that'll be called against Landon Post.
Yes, he's got caught trying to reach in there, taking the ball, and he missed the swipe earlier and just reached in trying to get a little anxious getting that.
His first foul, team's fourth here in the opening half. Starfires look to go. They try to find an opening of some sort. Here is Myers. They'll drive down to the baseline. Looking with it is Minger. He can't do anything with it. Out to Beal. Beal comes to the corner. Here's a three on the way. It's no good. Rebound taken away by the Indians. Almost lost, but picked out of there by Riggs Toby. Toby brings it on ahead to Rammel. Rammel, as they work the perimeter, Patch to Rammel. Underneath goes up strong. Got fouled. Great entry pass.
Yeah, that happens when, you know, when you're 6'7", you can see over the top of the defender, especially when they're 5'8", 5'9", and Daniel found a great cutting Kale Rammel inside for hopefully two here off the free throw line.
Foul is called against Hundley of South Adams, and very quickly his second. Team foul number four. And the free throw is good. One more coming. Kale Rammel started slow, but boy, he's picked it up now with 7 points, six in this quarter.
He's done a great job of finding the gap in the zone, and we've done a great job, the Indians have, of hitting him.
Nice job under free throws, too. Makes it 20-4, a 16-point advantage for Fort Recovery. Now they'll play some sticky man-for-man out front. Beal looks, Shot from the side is rejected. Rebound taken away by the Indians. Off they come on the run. Collision. Bodies flying. Taken away by South Adams. To the far side. Minger will put up a long one and miss it. And the rebound is knocked around. Picked up by Beal inside. Kicked out front. Picked up by the Starfires. Now they'll try and settle everybody down. That was kind of a free-for-all there for a couple of minutes. They work on the perimeter, and Kyle Minger looks inside. They bring it around near side over to, yeah, here's a long three-pointer that will not go there by Beal, and the rebound to Fort Recovery. Indians now will slow it down just a bit, leading by 16 here midway in the second quarter. Out in front for the Indians is Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller on the perimeter to Patch, into Rammel, back to Patch. A three on the way. It's no good. Host with the rebound, back up and in, and count it and put him at the line.
Great offensive rebound by Landon Post on the backside and got fouled with the bucket.
You know, when things are going well, this is when basketball can be really fun.
If you're wearing the white right
if
now.
If you're winning, that's for sure.
If you're wearing the black jerseys right now, it's not too fun.
No, it's not. So the foul was called against Matt Steiner, his first. Free throw is no good. Kept alive. Picked up by the Starfires. They'll get it into the front court, and Brady Beal will hold it out front. He'll cross-court it over to Myers. Myers from the top of the key. Myers goes back over on the wing to Minger. Minger trying to drive. Nowhere to go. Can't get a shot away. Out it goes. They'll get it off to Beal, and Beal will try and reset it. They just cannot find an opening in the defense.
The Indians are really solid right now in their rotations and their help side.
Myers with a three. No. Tapped around. Patch with the rebound. Brings it on ahead. Rammel and on down to Post. Post works to the near side. He stops, looks, give and go inside, put up, missed inside by Rammel. Fight for the ball inside. Ball's out of bounds. It goes South Adams.
Great hustle by Alex Duzzo, getting an offensive rebound, just happened to fall down and slid out of bounds.
22-4 with 3:18 to go here in the second quarter.
Well, Coach Leverett has to be happy with his first game here.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. When you're winning and winning big and not shooting a great percentage, you can be very happy when you're dominating the boards like they are. Gee,
yeah, and it's not just the outcome. It's the kind of the process in
exactly.
There as well, and they're doing a lot of good things.
They're playing some really stingy defense and not allowing South Adams to even get the ball. Here's a steal coming all the way down and putting it up and in. A great move there. That was by Rex Leverett.
Well, that's one of those. Rex is hustling after the ball, and South Adams player just stopped going after it, and
yep.
Rex went and picked it up and laid it in.
And the lead grows to 20. It's 24-4. South Adams the other way. Beal looking. Goes into the corner. Out in front. We'll get it around finally to Beal. Beal, and now near side, going to the hoop, having the shot rejected out of bounds. Connor Fear probably is going to be thinking about those tonight in his nightmares.
I think he got blocked twice by Rex and Daniel.
Yes. So they will continue to try and find somebody off the bench to bring them some life. Of course, they lost Titus Lehman early on, and he's not returned. In it comes, nowhere to go with it, and then we have a reaching in foul I think is going to be called against Cale Rammel. So Rammel gets his first foul. It's the fifth team foul against the Indians. Your second quarter sponsor tonight, K&L Tractor. They also have the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. Look one over at K&L Tractor. Back in here is Reese Guggenbiller for Fort Recovery. 2:22 to go, quartered number two. Out here's an open three, no good for the Starfires. The rebound picked away finally by Cole Rammel. Mikael Rammel, he will bring it on ahead. Rammel out in front, in no hurry. Gets it over to Patch, give and go far side. They work it down, Rammel inside, up, missed the bunny. The rebound comes away to South Adams. And... Well, that was kind of nice. Alex Dews just helped out the South Adams player that he knocked to the floor. Officials kind of locked it. Ball knocked away. Inside is Beal. Trap goes to the far corner to Myers. He can't shoot. Starfires pulling it out in front, looking for anything they can get. Myers and Beal. Here's a long three. It's no good. Rebounded again by Daniel Patch. Patch brings it ahead for the Indians. They lead by 20. Minute and a half to go till halftime. Hatch, near side, looks, turns, feeds it on across. It is to Dews. Dews feeds it around the perimeter. Now Patch from the corner misses the three, and on the rebound, a foul's going to be called against Fort Recovery. Charge the foul
Alex
against
Dews. Just went over the back.
Okay. So Alex Dews will pick up his first as team six. Minger comes back in for South Adams. Minute 15 to go here in the opening half. And it has been Fort Recovery from the get-go. They scored the first 13 points of the game, allowed South Adams to score two in the first quarter. And guess how many they've scored in the second quarter? Yep, same, two. It's 24-4. Starfires looking, just threw it away.
Great defense by Reese Guggenbiller on the backside denying that pass.
You know, just really frustrating them until they make a bad pass like that.
Well, right now I'm impressed with their defense because I saw some scrimmages and their defense was nothing to write home about. So right now they've definitely stepped it up and done some really good things here.
And we have a tripping foul that's called across the way against South Adams. And they're going to call that one against Connor Fear, just picked up his third foul. So the news goes from bad to worse there.
Not
he
good
will sit
for,
down.
Yeah, for him being one of your starters.
Yeah. Under a minute to go till halftime. Indians with it. In front with it is Landon Post, and Post will work the perimeter. They go around the near side, and Dews across the way to Post. Into the corner. Here's a three on the way. It's high off the rim, no. Rebound inside, knocked away from Post. Rebound out of bounds, and it will be Fort Recovery's ball. No.
Yep.
Yes.
And it'll be South Adams' ball.
South Adams' ball. He was pointing one way, but meaning the other. No, it was Fort Recovery ball.
He pointed the other way to South Adams.
He did. That's what's confusing all of us. All right, Post looks into the corner. Here's a three from the corner. Not good. Rebound Indians. Nearly turned over. They go to the far corner. Post for three. It won't go. High off the rim. Taken away by the Indians. They work it. Out here's Ramble for three. High off the rim. No good. Rebound to South Adams. Down to 20 seconds in the quarter. And the Starfires will look for the last shot of the half. And try and regroup at halftime. Down to 10 seconds. Beal with it out front, down to eight. Beal with it still at five. Beal driving, puts up a shot, wild one, no good. Rebound Indians, and the half court is knocked away. And we have reached halftime, and it's all Fort Recovery at the break. Your halftime score, the Fort Recovery Indians 24, and the South Adams Starfires 4. One field goal in the entire first half for South Adams. We will return after these words on Jake Country 101.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. You can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, it is halftime, and it is all Fort Recovery in their opening game of the season as they lead South Adams at halftime 24-4. Well, here's a look at the first half scoring for South Adams. Brady Beal has four. That wraps up their scoring report right there. I don't think I've ever had it where I had one player scored all the points in the first half for a team, but there you go.
No, and I don't know if I've ever seen a game either where they've only had one field goal either.
Yeah, Beal got a couple of free throws late, like with 1 second to go in the first quarter, or else, he got a couple of those, but I mean, otherwise it's a shutout in the first half, and then he got one field goal on a putback. That's it. A field goal and two free throws, and nobody else has scored for the Starfires. For the Indians, that means that, they've had Landon Post, who has matched them with his 4 points. And then you've got Cale Rammel with 8, Rex Leverett with 9. They both have exceeded the team total for South Adams. Daniel Patch has a basket for 2. Riggs Toby a free throw for 1. And that's it. But, I mean, they race out to a 13-0 lead. We're up 13-2 after 1. And the biggest lead has been what it is right here at 24-4. Now, coaches always can find something to talk about and something that they would like their team to do better. If you're Coach Leverett, I know one thing he'll say is shoot better.
Yeah, make shots.
But other than that, I mean, you can't complain about a whole lot else.
No, and, you know, those are things you can't control game in and game out, especially in a 22-game season is, you know, how you're going to shoot it. But, you know, they're doing a great job of hitting the glass. Defensively, obviously, they're locked in right now. You know, and if you can hang your hat on the defensive end, you're going to win a lot of games. So I'm sure he's happy with that end.
And when you out-rebound a team the way they did, I don't have the exact numbers, but it's been overwhelming in favor of Fort Recovery.
I'm not sure if South Adams has maybe one or two defensive rebounds, and I don't think they have a offensive rebound. So, I mean, I'm guessing it's probably in the 30s right now to maybe single digits.
Gonna say if South Adams has more than 5 rebounds, I would be surprised.
Yeah.
But Fort Recovery probably had more than that on one possession.
For sure.
You know, it's like, well, good job, guys. Hey, just put more of those rebound baskets in the basket, and we'll be good.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we're still up by 20.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes that's hard to convince the kids that you're not doing some things well when they look up at the scoreboard. And, you know, that's where Coach Leverett's just going to have to get them kind of refocused and say, look, this is game one. You know, let's not worry about the scoreboard right now. Let's come out here and let's try to get better at things that we want to work on, because obviously it's the start of a new year, and there's a lot of things we got to get better at. And so, let's just come out and focus on being better and not the outcome as much, but again, just focus on that process.
And I'm sure he's going to be able to use his entire bench in the second half. So you can go out and you can check different combinations. You can get your young kids that first opportunity to play varsity basketball, get the jitters out of their system. They can make a mistake, and it's still okay because you're way ahead.
Well, we only got 10 guys on the bench. So right now, 8 have played. You know, he has an 8-man rotation. Briggs Overman and Eli Leonard, her sophomores, up from the JV team. Other than that, really, there's only 4 guys that played varsity minutes for this team right now. So a lot of these guys are first-time varsity guys. You have Cale Rammel and Daniel Patch and Landon Post, who are the seniors who have played varsity. and meaningful minutes. And then you have Troy Holman, who's a junior who has played. So Rex Leverett and Riggs Toby and Reese Guggenbiller and Alex Dews, who are juniors, have never played varsity before. And if they've got in, it's been a minute here or a minute there at most. And so for these guys, four of those guys have never been on the floor, you know, in this environment with something on the line. So, you know, you want to get those guys lots of minutes in this second half and try to get Briggs and Eli in there a little bit as well, because you never know, foul trouble or injuries down the road, knock on wood. But, you know, those guys are going to have to step in and play a part for you as well.
Speaking of injuries, Wyatt Grover, a senior, on crutches. What's his status and how did he?
He's not playing. He'll be out the whole year. He had surgery on his knee. And so actually he's my neighbor. I've grown up with Wyatt forever. He's been at my house, much as his, and, he actually heard it playing Xbox.
Xbox?
Yeah. Heard it playing Xbox.
Celebrated too hard?
I guess got too excited, but he calls my wife. My wife's a nurse and calls my wife, says, "Hey, can you come down and check my knee out? It's really hurting." So she went down and checked him out and asked him what he was doing. He goes, "I got excited playing Xbox." So.
I can see that now. On our Xbox injury report tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So he had surgery last week, I think it was, and so he'll be out for the rest of the year.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to see that. I hope he scored well in that game, though.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, his Indians are scoring well in this game. At halftime, it's the Indians 24 and the South Adams Starfires 4. We'll be back with the third quarter coming up in just a couple of minutes here on Jay Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
We go to the third quarter. Fort Recovery leading South Adams 24-4. We noticed that Titus Lehman, the big freshman who started the game for South Adams, was being helped out, putting absolutely no pressure on his left leg. And I would guess he's hurt a knee, and I hope that's not as serious as what it may have been.
Yeah, it does not look good for him, that's for sure.
But he is a freshman, so he's got a lot of time to recover. So we wish him well. Indians with the ball to start the third quarter. Now going to our right here at the field house. They lead it by 20, which is their biggest lead so far. And a total domination in this ball game. Indians, just good ball movement out there in no hurry. They'll work it to the far side, and Holman, and they just look, and they'll get it back out in front to Post. Post will just bring it across. Landon Post brings it over to Rex Leverett. Leverett in no hurry. They go patch, and he'll fire a three, and he'll miss a three. And the rebound comes away to South Adams, a rarity for them tonight. Beal gets it on across, almost turned over by Gavin Myers. Gavin Myers, a full beard out there.
That's better when I can grow.
Yeah, I was almost 30 before I could have ever even considered that. And he's in high school. Starfires with the ball. They look for a shot of some sort. Myers turning, looking, trying to go inside. Can't do anything. Back out front, they'll go to Beal. Beal at the top of the key. Beal down near side into the corner over to Fear, playing with three fouls. Threw it away. Picked off by the Indians. Down they come. Rammel to the hole, puts it up and put it in.
Nice little Euro step by Kel Rammel with the left-handed finish.
He has 10 already. The lead grows to 22. It's 26-4. We are early in the third quarter. If you're South Adams, you're probably worrying about, can we hit double figures tonight? At this rate, yeah, you have to wonder. That would be a rarity. Except in one of those stall games. Here's a drive. They'll go to the corner. And South Adams just cannot find an opening. Myers will fire a three. Missed everything. Rebound knocked loose. Picked up by Fort Recovery. And then a South Adams foul. And did they call that on Fear?
Yep.
He just picked up his fourth foul. So he picks up his fourth foul. And so no free throws here. But it is South Adams ball. Your third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms tonight. See them for great employment opportunities at lots of locations around the area. Here is Daniel Patch. He goes inside to Cole Rammel, and my goodness, he's wide open. Cale Rammel has a dozen points. 28-4 is our score. We're early in the third quarter. Myers out front. We'll get it to Beal, and Beal for South Adams, looking, hands it around, driving inside is Minger. Out front, here's a three, it's no good, and the rebound knocked around, saved, but picked up over there, and then a foul. And they're going to call that one against
Daniel Patch.
Daniel Lockton. Just going for the rebound, not a lot of contact, but some. Gets his first foul. I'm sure you've played a lot of ball in your driveway.
Yeah, because he also has his sister playing college basketball. So those two have done a lot together, yeah.
Sibling rivalry. All I could do was play-by-play, believe me. And did a lot of that in the driveway while others were playing. Here's a quick shot, no good. Rebound comes off to Fort Recovery. Under 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Out front with it is Troy Holman. Holman works it around. Holman gets it right back. Dumps it high post. Here is Rammel down low, up and in.
Nice drive by Kel Rammel. And good patience by the Indians getting what they want.
Just a good, strong move there. Strong to the basket. 30-4 in favor of Fort Recovery. Here's a three out front. Misses everything. Picked up by the Indians. Back they come. On down. Easy lane. Nope, missed at the other end. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll go to South Adams. That was simply a case, I think, of where you had a player who was so wide open, that's why he missed it. And that's only the reason he missed it.
Yeah, he should have just kind of collected himself. He tried to do it all in one motion. If he just would have collected himself and maybe power dribble and got on balance, he could have finished.
Quick timeout called here by the coaches to talk things over. Our third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. And for your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms at 1-800-637-7161. Cooper Farms, lots of locations. Check them out. They are also hiring at many of those locations. We have 4 minutes and 23 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And so far in this third quarter, it's all Fort Recovery still. They've outscored South Adams 6-0 in this quarter. South Adams by quarters have scored 2, 2, and 0 and trail 30-4. With it on the near side, here is Myers. Myers looking. Ball knocked away. Taken away by Patch. Patch waits for his teammates. Gives it on out to Holman. Holman will drive. Gets
nice.
It to Hope to Rammel for another lay-in.
Great dump off by Troy Holman.
He's got 16, and the lead grows to 28. We are midway in quarter number three. You got a feel for South Adams. They're frustrated. Just nothing is going in, and they're just looking up into the face and sometimes lower extremities of the guys guarding them.
Yeah, right now it's a little bit of a mismatch.
Here's a shot partially blocked. Rebound out, picked up by South Adams. They'll try and kick it inside. Minger looking, trying to get a shot. Out in front to Myers. He can shoot. He'll feed it back out in front now to Brady Beal. On down inside. Shot rejected. Saved in by South Adams. And now it's touched last out of bounds by South Adams. And we have Guggenbiller, we have Dews, and we have Toby coming in for Fort Recovery. You know, when you have a lineup where you have 10 guys out there and 10 guys 6 foot or above, none in the 5 feet, and you look at the other team and they have three guys over 6 feet.
And two aren't playing.
And two can't play. Sheesh.
Yeah, right now this is our speed lineup. So, you know, South Adams has been struggling to just to get a shot off against the guys. And so now you throw our quick guys out there who can be very active. It could get a little rough for them.
They'll lob it across out front to the far side. They won't take the shot. They're just going to be happy to wait for a better shot. The lob pass thrown away inside. It's picked off in there by Minger of South Adams. And Minger will walk it back up the court. 2:40 to play, third quarter, 32-4 in favor of Fort Recovery. And the Starfires lob it down low, and I think we have a kick or a foul.
They're going to reach in. Yeah, reach in by Rex.
So Rex Leverett will pick up the personal. That's his first.
Right now, if you're Coach Leverett, too, the thing you don't want to have happen is get in bad habits.
Yeah.
And especially early in the year with the positioning and stuff, just because we're trying to get little lazy and sloppy and trying to get steals and things like that.
Second team foul against the Indians this quarter. They'll look. South Adams just threw it away. Ends up in the cheap seats on the far side. You know, it's got to be frustrating. You're playing hard, and they are playing hard.
Yep.
But they just can't find anything to go right.
No, and you can see it on the frustration right there by Beal's face when he threw that over That, you know, he's very frustrated, and he's struggling to get a shot off. And Troy Holman's doing a great job of guarding him, and so is Riggs and Reese switching on him. So
Fort Recovery, perimeter working. They'll drive to the hole, shot up. No, but a foul's going to go there.
And that's a frustration foul by Beal as well. You can see on his face.
So it'll be Guggenbiller at the line. So Beal picks up his second personal. And two free throws coming here. First is good. That is the first point of the night for Reese Guggenbiller. Indians have played 8 players, and 6 have now scored. So everybody's getting into the act. Second shot is good. You love it when you can spread the wealth around that way.
Yeah, and I'd say every one of them have a rebound as well.
Yeah.
Which is good to see as well, that they're, you know, all hitting the glass and being positioned and doing the right things. And, you know, I think it's Alex Dews and Troy Homer are the only two that haven't scored, but they've done a lot of good things, though, out there on the floor tonight.
Minger's shot was short, and it was touched out of bounds last by one of the Indians, and so it will be South Adams' ball from the baseline. And we're going to see Patch. No, we're going to see Ramel
Post
back in.
Yep, Landon Poston.
Looking for the different combinations. Here's the inbounds pass for the Starfire. Stolen away. Picked up. On down to the hole. Laying it up and in. That is the Landon Post on a great feed from Cale Ramel. It's 36-4.
Well, the good thing, too, right now, is you don't see the Indians, you know, worrying about themselves. They're trying to get other guys' shots. And this shot right there by Beal, and Cal Ramel is a defensive rebound. So they're doing a great job of trying to get each other shots.
Yep. Ramel goes far side. They
extra
won't take
pass
the
right there.
There's a three from the corner. It's no good. But the rebound back up and in by Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller has 4. 38-4 is the score.
Great extra effort by Reese.
And we are coming down to 1 minute so far. Fort Recovery has pitched a shutout in this quarter. They only gave up 2 in the first quarter, 2 in the second quarter, and none here in the third quarter. Myers out in front with it. He's guarded closely, and he gets knocked to the floor. Just guarding too close.
Timeout.
And South Adams was called.
Timeout by South Adams.
That was before a foul was called. So we have a break in the action with 55 seconds to go, third quarter. 38-4, Fort Recovery. We're back after this on Jay Country 101, WPGW, Portland, Indiana.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Garrett Craig is still trying out there for South Adams. He's used three timeouts, just cannot find a way to get his team some offense. They trail 38-4 here in the third quarter. Here's the ball knocked down and out of bounds by the Indians. It'll still be South Adams' ball. 46 seconds to play here in the third period. Beal will throw it in, does so to Myers. Myers goes across the way over to Minger. Minger looks for an opening. He'll bring it around to the near side, hand it off to Beal. Beal can't do anything. Back out in front to Josh Amstutz, who is now in. And it's Myers driving. 30 seconds counting here in the third period. A bump. Oh, traveling called. As Myers was a little out of control and just fell down and lost the ball. Still just great defense by Fort Recovery.
Yeah, they're locked in right now.
They are smothering them out there, that's for sure. Let's see if they go for the last shot here of the third quarter. And the ball nearly stolen. They'll go down low, Holman, far side. They work it to Guggenmiller. Out front, it comes off to Toby. Toby on the position to post. Down to 10 seconds. They look. Now they'll try for the last shot. They'll get it top of the key. Rammel, near side. Here's a three on the way. It is no good. The putback, no, and that is the end of the third quarter. And so Fort Recovery pitches a shutout in the third quarter, outscoring South Adams 14-0 in that third quarter. After three, it is Fort Recovery 38, South Adams 4. We're back after this on Jay Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Well, we go to the fourth quarter, and it is still South Adams in single digits in scoring. Have you ever seen a game like this?
Never. I'm just thinking to myself, like, I'm not sure what do you even say right now. I've never seen a game like this. No.
It is complete domination, 38-4. I've seen runaways. I've never seen a team going to the fourth quarter in single digits unless somebody was stalling.
Right, and I've done that before. I mean, because we've had two with James, and they've been, you know, close and low scoring. But
no one's stalling here tonight.
Yeah, neither team is trying to do that.
Here's nearly a steal at midcourt, and it's picked up by the Starfires. They'll work it out. They try to get a shot. A long three. Good! Finally, give that one to Gavin Myers. And in one shot, they almost doubled their score. It's 38-7.
You know it's bad, too, when the Fort Recovery crowd starts to clap.
Well, you got to feel for these kids. Hey, everybody's had one of those nights before, too. Here's Rammel, misses the shot, but he'll go to the free throw line as he was hit on the arm as he shot. And that foul was called against Gavin Myers. That's his first, team's third. So at the free throw line is Cale Rammel. He's got 16 points tonight. And shooting two here. First one rolls off.
Well, right now, if you're full recovery, you just want to work on your execution. Obviously, the game's in hand, but you just want to work on, you know, they're playing a 1-2-2, which is what Jay County will play, and that's what we will who we face next week. So, you know, if you're Coach Leverett, you have a chance to work on some stuff right now for next week and see what you like and don't like and what, you know, what you will maybe want to try to throw in.
Rammel gets the second one, makes it 39-7 in favor of Fort Recovery. Myers on the far side for South Adams. Now Beal. Beal trying to go. Myers thinking of those NBA length type shots, but no. They'll work around the perimeter trying to get it to someone who maybe can find the shot. That's been almost impossible tonight. Driving with it to the near side. They'll get it back out in front to Myers. Nearly a steal, collision, and a foul. And the foul will be called. Yeah, the call on Rammel. He was just trying for the steal and made contact.
Yeah, he's trying to give himself a dunk right now is what he's trying. he wants to, you know, get out in the passing lanes and play hard, which is good.
Hey, he's a senior. Yeah, he has a right to have a highlight.
Absolutely. No, don't blame him. Go throw one down, Kel.
Don't blame him at all.
This would be a game to do it.
39-7 is our score.
But the Indians aren't letting up with their intensity either. They're playing hard. And that's what you have to do.
You can't
let up by who you're playing.
If you can pitch a shutout,
right?
Out in front with it is Beal. Beal wants to drive on down to the baseline. Now he's double-teamed and throws it off the leg of Daniel Patch.
Well, the Indians went to a little 1-3-1 right there for a possession. So trying something different as well, working on some stuff.
This is the night to do that. You can do that. It's early in the year. For South Adams, at least, they already have tasted victory. Not tonight. Beal for three. That's an air ball that misses everything. Saved in, though, by Myers. And then a layup down there. Nicely done. Finally by Fear. Fear's first 2 points. And South Adams is only one away from double figures. It's 39-9 with just under 6 minutes to play in the game. And the Indians just playing pitch and catch out here, just spreading them around and trying to draw South Adams out of their zone. They'll work to the far side, and it's post, and they'll look. The ball's deflected, and it's stolen, and all the way down to the hole, up, and scoring is Fear. He's got back-to-back baskets. And finally, South Adams is in double figures. It's 39-11.
Yeah, and right now, if you're, you know, this is not what you want to see from, you know, the guys. Not that they're not trying to play hard, but they're just not executing.
Yeah.
You want to be able to execute and finish this game off well.
But you kind of feel a little sympathy for South Adams. You know, I mean, it would be embarrassing to go home. Yeah, we scored 4 points tonight. What quarter the entire game? Here's a give and go down inside. Putting it up is Rammel, counted, and put him at the line.
Nice dump in from Daniel up top. And again, that helps when you're 6'7", thrown to 6'5 guy inside.
Mm-hmm. What a luxury. Makes it 41-11. And the foul was called against Beal, and that's... Or check it. They called it on number four. There isn't a number four out there.
Huntley.
Huntley I had as a different number. But anyway, main thing is Rammel did get it. He's got 20 points now, and it's 42-11. We have just under 5 minutes to go. They'll lob it around the perimeter, out in front. Ball's going to be stolen away by Fort Recovery. On down, now stopping at the top of the key. Out front is post. Near side, over it comes to Leverett. They'll work the perimeter. From the corner, there's a three. Give that one to Cale Rammel. Okay, now dunk's about the only thing he hasn't done tonight.
Well, you know, that was a great play by Rex. Rex thought about a three and, you know, turned it down because he didn't have great control and... You know, made a nice extra pass to Kel for a wide open three.
45-11. Rammel has 23 points tonight. South Adams still frustrated that they just cannot find much in the way of a shot on each possession. Here's Beal, jump shot. It's no good. Rebounds tipped. But he tipped it right to a Starfire who misses. Second try, up, in, and put him at the line. Nice hustle in there for the Starfires as Kyle Minger got the putback and drew the foul. So with 3:55 to go, it is 45-13. And the foul was called against Troy Holman, and that was his third. So at the line will be Kyle Minger, 5'8 senior, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. It's up. It's good. So Minger has 3 points, making it 45-14 with under 4 minutes to go. It's been a fast game tonight. I'll say that, too. Indians whip it out in front. Guggenbiller working the perimeter. They look from the far side. Back out front, Alex Dews. Now near side, there's a jumper on the way by Leverett. It's no good. Tipped out, taken away by South Adams. Driving all the way down is Minger. His runner is no good. The rebound picked away by the Indians, but then falling out of bounds and losing it there was Toby. So it will be South Adams' ball. 45-14 your score with 3:28 to go. The pass for the Starfires. They will get it in out front. And we'll look for someone to do. Amstutz on the perimeter. They'll get it up front and far side and looking and nowhere to go. Amstutz. And it's Fear. Fear goes down low to Myers. Back out front. Turning. Myers. Nowhere to go with it. Looks. Feeds it across the way. We are approaching 3 minutes. Here's a ball knocked away. We have a foul was called on the play. Almost thought that could have been a tie-up because of the defense.
Yeah, I thought Reese actually did a great job defensively. I didn't think it was a foul, but the official was behind and just saw Palm reaching in.
So fouls on Guggenbiller, his first. And the free throw is no good by Minger. Minger with 3 points on the night. And here's Eli Leonard's coming in for Fort Recovery. 6'3 sophomore. Even the subs are all tall.
Yeah.
Everybody's tall on his team.
You know, Eli's not well put together, but he's long and very athletic.
He's over 6 foot. Second one no good.
He had 14 in the JV game with 3 threes.
Did have a nice game. They won that one going away. And now we got a timeout called by Fort Recovery. 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play. It's all Fort Recovery tonight. Indians lead 45-14. We're back after this on J Country 101.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technologies seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Play resumes, Fort Recovery with the ball, and basically just kind of spreading it out here with a lot of subs in there and just kind of looking at different combinations and in no hurry really to even attack to the basket. Indians lead 45-14. They'll look in the middle. Nowhere. Cale Ramel, I think his night is done. Same for Daniel Patch and the really big guys. Now on the perimeter, it is Leonard's. And they work the perimeter and just milking the clock down. We approach 2 minutes to go in this game. Leonard's, they look, backdoor play right open, and they get a nice pass inside to Riggs Toby. Deuce with a nice pass. And for Toby, that's his first basket, third point. Here's a quick shot at the other end, no good by South Adams. Rebound, lost, collision. Ball out front, a long three is short. Rebound by Minger, now taken away. Pulled out of there by Landon Post. Back come the Indians, leading by 33. Here's the near side pass to Leonard's into the corner. Looks, feeds it out in front, gets it off to Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller back to Leonard's, and Leonard's comes out front, gets it to Toby as they are just playing pitch and catch out there. setting up and being very patient. Very patient offensively. Minute 10 to go. They may not take another shot.
Yeah, unless maybe it's a layup.
Yeah.
Right now, this is almost one of those victory formations where you're not really, well, take that back.
It's a shot, no good. Missed by Dews, and the rebound is taken away by South Adams. Under a minute to play here. Been a very fast game tonight. Starfires with it out in front. Here's a long three, way off the sheet. No. Ball goes out of bounds, and who touched it last? They're going to give it to South Adams?
Well,
apparently so.
It'd be nice if he would signal who's he giving it to instead of just standing there.
Yeah, I know. He just said, oh, come over here and give me the ball. Here's a long three. That's no good. Rebound tipped around, picked out of there, finally out front by Gavin Myers of South Adams. And then we have a foul against the Indians. And charge the foul to Alex Dews. That's the second against Dews. So with 34.3 seconds to go, it's inbounded by the Starfires. And what may be the last possession of the night. And Fear goes across the way over to Amstutz as they work the perimeter. Looking. Finally, it's Myers. Myers can't get a shot. They go to Amstutz. Back to Myers. A long three. Way off the mark. Rebounded by the Indians. And the Indians will just dribble it up and I think just dribble it out. We're down to 10 seconds. There's no need to. And this game's going into the books. Indians will just stand there and run the clock out. And so your final score tonight is the Fort Recovery Indians 47 and the South Adams Starfires 14. Yes, 14. But for South Adams, they scored 10 points in the last quarter. Or it could have been a whole lot worse. We will be back to wrap it up in just a couple of minutes here on J Country 101.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Well, back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, where it's all Indians tonight. They lead from start to finish. Scored the first 13 points of the night. Led 13-2 after one quarter. Led at halftime 24-4. Pitched a shutout in the third quarter. outscoring South Adams 14-0 and led 38-4 going into the last quarter. The last quarter, believe it or not, South Adams outscored Fort Recovery 10-9.
I just was doing the calculations and saw that.
So your final score is 47-14. We may have to do the check the record books on lowest score by an opposing team. This, if it's not the record, it's got to be darn close.
I would say that's probably the record.
Well, it was a good team effort tonight. That's the thing when you're talking about team defense and when you have such a dominant height advantage as what the Indians did, I guess it's really not a surprise that you that you're able to go out and dominate like that. But you still, when you still look at the score, it's like, how did we do that?
Yeah, you know, and you know, basketball is one of those sports you don't have to be the biggest. Steph Curry is one of the better guards, in the NBA, and he's not very big. Mm-hmm. But you know, the Indians did a great job tonight, took care of business, and kind of did what they were supposed to do, and flexed their muscle a little bit there early on and set the tone. So,
for a season opener and a home opener, it's great because all the hometown fans are very happy.
Yeah. Well, it's always nice to get a win, early in the year and get things going. And but, you know, also it's nice to kind of see what, as a coach, what you need to work on and play against somebody else other than yourself and get those jitters kind of out of the way. And, you know, next week will be a tough week with them as they got Jay County and they got to go over there. And that's always a tough place to play. So,
yeah, and Jay County, very big.
Yeah,
they have some size.
Yeah,
too.
They'll match up well. So.
Yes. Well, let's get the coach in here and talk about this. Bob Leverett, go ahead and get that on. Well, Coach, to get your first official win as the head coach, this was impressive tonight.
Yeah, thanks. I kind of challenged them in the second half. You know, sometimes when you get up on a team by that much, guys can start to want to get their own, you know, and you can start to kind of get sloppy playing defense. So our challenge was to just, you know, stay focused, stay disciplined, and do what we want to do. And that's kind of what we did in the second half. That's what I'm more proud of than anything.
You know, you got to be proud of your defense having gone through three quarters and having given up 4 points,
yep,
one field goal. And then, of course, the last quarter, you can, you know, put the subs out there,
sure,
and just kind of have some fun and learn a little bit.
Right.
But still a dominant performance.
Yeah, I mean, I think we held them. I was just looking at Darian's stats. I think we held them to 17% on the game, 5% from the three-point line, which we didn't shoot very good from the three-point line tonight either. But, you know, I thought our effort was great. Our talk was pretty good. I wanted us to be a little bit louder on defense with our talk, but it got the job done. We'll continue to get better at that. But overall happy with their effort tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say, coaches can always find something to complain about. Even when you win by 33, hold them to 17%, and a grand total of 14 points on the night.
Yeah, we'll still nitpick it. You know, the league we're in, you know, it's going to be a dogfight the rest of the year. Just a great way to open up the season, but a lot of things to get better at.
Cale Rammel was very dominant inside tonight. Had him for 23 points.
Yep.
Any night someone gets 23 is impressive.
Well, and he missed a few bunnies early on in the first half, so, you know, he could have had close to 30 if he would have finished those. And some of that's, you know, early season, not having his legs yet, but, I mean, the guy just, he's our dude. We got to go to him, and everybody knows that on the team, you know. They know that as we go, Cale's going to go, you know. So it's a very unselfish group and easy to coach when you got guys that just want to win.
And when you've got guys so deep and so big, I mean, you don't have anybody in your 10-man roster under 6 foot.
Right.
South Adams only had three guys over 6 foot.
Yeah.
And the freshman gets hurt in the first 2 minutes of the game,
right,
and doesn't come back.
Exactly. You know, and our guards are, like you said, they're all 6 foot or 6'1", and they're really athletic, and they're hard blue-collar type kids that'll stick their nose in there and defend for us. they know their role. And like I said, it's easy to coach kids that know their role and accept it and just want to win ball games.
And what a luxury to be out here in game conditions and see the combinations that you can use on a night like tonight.
Right. And you know, we didn't really get into what we want to do a whole lot. You know, yeah, we want to get up and down. We can go small and really get up and pressure if we want. Or we can go big and stretch the floor with some of our size. So, yeah, we can really mix it up, and hopefully that'll lead to some wins for us down the stretch.
Okay, you can celebrate this one tonight, maybe yep. Even tomorrow.
Well,
then get ready for Jay County a week from tonight.
Jay County is going to start tomorrow. That's one we want to get. We feel like we let one slip away last year here, so we're hungry going into that one.
Well, Coach, congratulations on your first official win as head coach.
Thank you.
And good luck next week against the Patriots.
Thank you.
All right. That's Bob Leverett. As the Indians win tonight handily, 47-14 over South Adams. They also won big in the junior varsity contest. Fort Recovery wins that one 65-29. Now, does the JV get any special recognition for outscoring the varsity tonight?
No.
Okay.
Congratulations, you're 1-0.
There you go. That's enough. Now go back to work.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun, though, to see this team because you can just see they've got a lot of potential.
Yeah, actually, both teams, you know, watching the JV play, you know, they do a great job of running the, kind of the system of stuff and scoring out of it. The kids play hard. They're, you know, they skilled kids who are younger kids getting a lot of chance to play there. And they did a great job of finding the extra, making the extra pass and finding the open players and making those plays just like the varsity did. So, you know, hopefully it's going to be, you know, some fun times here in the old four side.
Hey, been fun working with you tonight.
Yeah, appreciate
Thank you
it,
for your patience as we got set up. And hey, it was fun to see.
No problem.
It was a unique type of game tonight.
Yeah, it was. I've never been in a game like this as a coach or as a player, as a fan probably either. So, you know, sometimes these games are hard to call and you did a great job. So.
But they're fun when the home team gets a nice win and your son gets to play out there. So
yeah, so that's why I told him when we left. I said, hey, you know, it's senior year. It's your last, you know, it's your last first game that you'll ever have. And,
yeah,
you know, let's go make memories and enjoy it and have fun. And, you know, whatever it's going to be is going to be. And right now we're just about the memory part of it and having those memories that will last a lifetime. So
exactly.
Hopefully there's a lot more positives. So.
Oh, and a quick update. I meant to ask you about your daughter that's playing at Hillsdale College.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
Doing great. They actually just lost the other day in a tough game, but they're off to a great start right now. They placed actually tomorrow in Grand Rapids against Davenport. So they have a real good team. And Val Mollenkamp, who's also a Fort Recovery grad as well, and one of her teammates in high school plays at Findlay. And so they're in the same conference, and so they'll play against each other twice. But they both are having great years, and you know, team success, and that's the great part of it.
Well, I'm guessing you're going up to Grand Rapids tomorrow.
Actually, I'm not.
Oh,
so
no.
I am not going to go up there. We catch a lot, but we're not going to go up tomorrow. We got some stuff we're doing here with family with Thanksgiving and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, we'll miss this one. But we will obviously catch a lot of them. So.
Plenty more to come, but don't miss more than you have to.
That's right.
All right. Hey, good to work with you. We'll see you down the road.
Yep, thanks. Appreciate it, Ed.
Final score tonight, it is all Fort Recovery. It's Fort Recovery wins it by the final score of 47-14 over South Adams. For South Adams, their scoring went like this tonight. 4 points for Brady Beal, and he was the co-leading scorer, along with Connor Fear with 4. Kyle Minger had 3. Gavin Myers had 3. And that was it. And as we said, for Fort Recovery, their only man in double figures was Cale Rammel, but he had 23 points. 9 for Rex Leverett. Then you go to, 6 points for Landon Post, 3 points for Riggs Toby, 2 for Daniel Patch. Then we have 4 points for Reese Guggenbiller, and that was it. No ties, no lead changes. It was Fort Recovery scoring the first 13 points of the night. They were up at halftime 24-4. It was 38-4 going into the last period. And Fort Recovery ends up winning it by a score of 47-14. That's the story from the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. Our thanks to Nate back at the studio, Nate Crispin, running all the right buttons. And thanks to Coach Patch for working with us tonight. We're always glad to do that. Final again, 47-14. It's Fort Recovery winning. I'm Ed Thurman. Thanks for listening, and good night from Fort Recovery.
listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio. We'll be right back.